noticing number 9. Number 9 in our hymn books. Stand as we sing.
Come, thou fount of every blessing, to my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter by my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to
Jesus, I give myself afresh today, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, take me, Lord. Take me, Lord. Make me what you want me to be. Oh, I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. You are worthy, oh, praise. You are worthy. Rescued me, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I will praise him. I will praise him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain.
He has cleansed my heart from sin. I will praise him. I will praise him. Praise the
glory to the Father. Glory, glory to the Son. Glory to the Holy Spirit. Glory to the Three in One. I will praise Him. Jesus, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Lord, tune our hearts today to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy, never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Oh, we praise you, Lord. You are worthy. You are worthy all praise, dear God. You interposed your precious blood for me, and I thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, again, we thank you that we could draw nigh to you. We could come near this morning because of what you have done. And so, Lord, I pray that you would just draw our hearts. Lord, help us to turn away from the things that would distract and just turn our eyes upon you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, to give you this time to offer ourselves, to offer our praise. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. There's a song in our camp books that speak of that. Our sister Esther would like to sing that with us. Is it number 7? Yeah. Number 7 in our camp books. You may be seated. I found the way through the blood, past the veil, to the Holy of Holies with God. And so let's enter in this morning more fully. Oh, family.
Right.
Yesterday we read how God would come down over that tabernacle and in the cloud, and he would talk to Moses face to face. And he gave Moses instruction to build a tent, a tabernacle. And the center of that, or the central place in that tabernacle, was a tent that was divided into two compartments, two rooms. Only the priests could minister at the tabernacle. We're going to read about them today, the Levites, the priests. And I don't know who it was that mentioned that little Ark of the Covenant. Was it Brother Richie or Brother Eddie? I don't remember. But there was a little box that God commanded Moses to make. And that was placed in one of those small compartments in the tabernacle. And as our sister mentioned, the high priest was the only one who could go into that little room called the Holy of Holies. And he only could do that once a year. That's where God's presence dwelt. The cloud descended upon that little room. And no one could go there except the priest, the high priest, and that once a year. After the tabernacle, there was a temple built by Solomon. That was a magnificent building. David had it in his heart to build it, and God said, no, you can't build the temple, but your son will build it for me. And again, it had those different rooms, and the ark was placed in that most holy place, and the sacrifices were given day by day, year by year. But there was always that separation between the holy place and the Holy of Holies. And then in Jesus' time, something happened. When he died on the cross. Do you remember? Andre, can you remember what happened when Jesus died on the cross?
Something happened.
When he said, it is finished.
That's a tough question. Anybody want to help?
There was those two compartments, those rooms were separated by a veil, and it was a thick, I think 6 inches thick, you know? Top to bottom, it was a curtain, and when Jesus said, it is finished, what happened to that curtain?
It tore it off.
Right, it said it was rent, it was ripped in the top. And who did that?
God did that.
And it signified that the way was now open. Our sister prayed and said, the way was now open for us to come right into where God was. Before, it had been exclusive, so to speak. Only the high priest, no one else. But Jesus, our great high priest, he opened the way. That's what we sang about. It's by his blood, his life blood shed for us. The veil was rent from top to bottom. God says, come near to me. Come near to me. We read in Hebrews how we have access. What a wonderful word that is. When the people came to Mount Sinai and God gave the law, you know what God said to Moses? Don't let the people come near the mountain. Tell them to stay away, because if they touch the mountain, they'll die. That's the old covenant. And under the new covenant that Jesus purchased for us, the cry from the cross is, come near. Come close to me.
come into my presence. And what a wonderful privilege we have. We don't have to go through a priest, a human priest. We don't have to do certain things or be in any specific place to enter into his presence. The song spoke about prayer. Prayer. You can talk to God wherever you are. You can enter into his presence wherever you are. I've often said how I remember when I was in college, going back and forth on the train to school. Did you know that God was with me on the M train? And I could feel, I could be surrounded, I could be in the press of all these people and yet know that God was with me. And that's something that Jesus purchased for us. We can live in his presence, in the very presence of God all the time. Now, we're not always conscious of that, right? So many other things come, but the Lord wants to draw our hearts. He wants to remind us to enter in. And so again this morning, we've been reminded, Jesus opened the way for me. I can come boldly to the throne of grace. I can bring my requests. I can bring my needs. I will find grace to help in time of need. It's not because of anything I have done. It's not my own righteousness. It's not my good work. What Jesus did for you. It is finished. Lord, the work that you gave me, Father, the work that you gave me to do is done. I've accomplished your will. And that was to restore the fellowship between God and fallen humanity. God loves you. God desires fellowship with you. We've talked a little bit about Moses and all the time. And so have you found the way? Have you found the way through the blood past the veil to the Holy of Holies with God? It speaks about a liberty in prayer, of interceding, of calling upon God not only for ourselves but for others. I asked our brother George, how was the meeting last night? He said the presence of God was there. The presence of God was there. God was there to minister to the hearts of these boys. And so I'm thankful for that. And we pray that God will continue to manifest himself, to reveal himself. Someone has said that we can enjoy unbroken fellowship with Jesus. We can. We can. Do we desire that? Do you desire that? Do you want Jesus to walk with you, to be with you all the time? I do. I want that desire to increase. Lord, Lord, I must have the Savior with me, for I dare not walk alone. I must feel his presence near me and his arms around me thrown. Then my soul will fear no ill. Let him lead me. Where he will, I will go without a murmur. And his footsteps follow still. Sometimes the Lord brings us into a quiet time in the meeting. And that's not really time for us to allow our minds to wander, but we should just ask the Lord, draw my heart. Jesus, draw me near. Bring that rest of God into my soul. Still my heart in your presence. Set your peace within. Sometimes we can sit still, but inside we're still running around, so to speak. But And we allow the Holy Spirit just to quiet us in His presence.
Like a river glorious is God's perfect peace. And so I trust the Lord is ministering to you today. He knows our hearts. He sees our needs. He sees the desires of our heart. Let's enter in. Let's enter into the Holy of Holies. I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith, and be closer drawn to thee.
345.
Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh,
Lord, to the cross where thou